our friend Demi Lovato. She just released her fifth studio album, Confident, which debuted at number 2. Congratulations on the Billboard 200. And she's going to perform in just a moment. But first, let's chat, Demi.
Hello.
I love the title of your album. It pretty much sums it up. You say when you were first starting out in this career, you didn't have control. Now, Confident is just the beginning.
Yeah, you know, with this album, I've dealt with a lot of things in my life, but I think one struggle that is so common that everybody has dealt with at some point or another is confidence. So, and I wanted to empower people with this message of inspiring people and trying to empower them.
Empowerment, inspirational. We love your makeup-free Mondays. You're in such a good, open place. I mean, take a look at what you did at Vanity Fair. I mean, that was incredible. No clothes, no retouching, no makeup. I mean, that is confidence.
It's pretty much as confident and bare as you can get.
This is me. You know, take it or leave it.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's your message. Now, you're performing at the AMAs on November 22nd.
I am.
On ABC. What can we expect?
Well, you can probably expect my newest single, Confident.
That's
I'm
exciting.
I'm going to play for you guys. And hopefully a really confident performance.
I'm confident that it's going to be confident. You and Nick Jonas are actually made your big tour announcement here on Good
yes.
Morning America. How exciting is that, everybody? The Future Now tour kicking off in June. What are you most looking forward to with this tour?
Well, not only am I really close with Nick, we've been some of each other's best friends for a long time now. But also, on top of that, I'm excited to play for the audience. Getting to sing new music is refreshing.
Yeah, how have your fans reacted to this new music, Demi?
I'd say pretty good.
You guys got the cue very well. Nicely done. But what are you hearing from them?
What I'm hearing from them, I'm hearing that they are really receptive of everything that I've done, all the changes I've made in my music. They're saying, you know, you've grown as an artist, and we're growing with you. And I'm really grateful for that.